right? And the people who were following it by the law never were able to enter into the rest because they tried to follow it by the law. But it is by faith you do enter into his rest. See? Because the Sabbath is given above from God, because God made the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath. That's the teachings of Christ. But they want to turn you into a slave. Look it, I don't hate them. Well, I'll tell you what, I hate the systems that bring men into bondage to these weak, unsound doctrines in Christianity. Because Christianity is about faith, and they're making it about laws, and it's error. And they're leading people down a path of error. See, Paul didn't have these denominations out there. They are trying to re-Judaize everything. Well, he did. And you know what? When he ran up against those, he said, let them be accursed. Because they were trying to bring the Gentiles in to be to preaching a gospel where they had to start obeying the Old Testament laws and such. And he's trying to make room for it here and be gracious to those who are weak in the faith. He's saying, receive those that are weak in the faith, meaning don't cast them out. They believe in Jesus, right? But I'll tell you what, his assumption is, the idea is that they would come along and become wise. Or not just wise, they have accepted a form of wisdom, but they need to become strengthened in Christ, strengthened in the faith. Okay? But they regard the day, they regard it to the Lord. I'm not going to despise that. Hallelujah. And that I regard not the day of the Lord, to the Lord, I don't regard it. See? He that eats, eats to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given me. Right? But he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not. Thank you, Lord, that you've taught me what I should and shouldn't eat. For none of us, we don't live to ourselves. I'm not just responsible for me, I'm responsible for my brother. Right? I don't just live for myself. I'm living to God. I'm living to Christ. That's the, if you're a Christian, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Presenting your body a living sacrifice. Your life is a living sacrifice. You know what I mean? The things you do in your life are holy and separated from what other people do because you are living your life subjected to the will of God. At least that's the path you're on. I don't know how far along you are down it, but the farther along you are, the more exactly like Christ you should be becoming. And if you haven't had any changes in 30 years, you're not being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because some people would think that, oh, that's just a one-time shot. No, it's not a one-time shot. It's a continual thing. You get transformed all the time. I mean, I get transformed. Sometimes, you know, in a single day, you have a transformation and poosh, everything's different. He changes things. He turns things around. That's faith. The word is nigh you, in your mouth and in your heart. So you don't need to look for some great revelation to have a revelation within yourself. God is ready to act in faith. Believe him. So, to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived. Actually, the end rose and there's extra phrases crept into the text, I believe. I think it should be Christ died and revived. He died and rose that whether we die under the... Oh, I'm sorry. That he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. We die unto Christ. He is Lord of the dead. And the living. The dead he will raise. It says the hour is coming when all that are in their graves will hear my voice and stand up, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting judgment. It's the judgment that will never be reversed. It will perish. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set at naught thy brother? Now see, that's the set at naught is despise, is in verse 3. Meaning, now I'm going to look at those people subject to those systems that say, hey, touch not, taste not, handle not, worship on this particular day, do this particular thing, fulfill X, Y, Z, and you'll be pleasing to God. Uh, you know, why do you now to look at those people and say, they're weak. They're, you know, you don't take them seriously. Obviously, the word means to make utterly nothing of. I mean, you think they're not Christians, you know, and they're not going to be Christians. It's wrong to judge them in that way because you don't know what's going to happen to somebody, right? I mean, the judgment of God stands. I don't stand in judgment of anybody, but the judgment of God is there. I'll tell you what, as far as sin goes, with sin, judgment of God is set, okay? With these days and all that, I'm not going to stand in judgment of people who do that. Now, they're going to judge me, unfortunately, because they're on the weak side of things. But I'm not going to set them at naught either and say, those people. Try to help. Try to strengthen. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It is not the most important thing, these days and eating and, you know, I mean, the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to be judged whether he knows us or not. I mean, if he knows us, we'll be standing in his judgment for good. And we're all for good, those who he knows, those who he foreknew. You know, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. Hey, that's everybody, right? And we're all going to have to give account of ourselves to God. So don't judge your brothers, one another, but judge this rather that you don't put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall before in your brother's way. Meaning, while they believe this, like if someone really believes in the Saturday Sabbath, to not do the Saturday Sabbath is sin. Because they're condemning, they brought themselves into condemnation because they're following after the law again. So they need to be there, okay? They need to worship on that day. They need to stay away from that food because they've subjected themselves to the law again. They've been entangled in it. And so we don't want to, you know, like, if I have a brother over I know is like against the eating of pork and stuff, I'm not going to serve it to him or try to goad him into, here, have some pork. You know, it's the kind of thing where you talk about it, but you don't throw the thing right in front of him and tempt them with it. You know, or let's say,